The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 11, text 33. Purusurama chaitam sravani rupadharayan, agrusansasparu rajan, karma bandhir vimuchyade. Sukade Goswami says to King Parikit, O King Parikit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes will ultimately free from the disease of envy and thus liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. In purport, Srila Prabhupada says, here in this material world everyone is envious of someone else. Isn't it? It's natural here. Because in the material world, all are affected by maya, material nature. They have developed bodily conception of life, thinking the body is the self. They are bodily designation. They are free from designation. So, everyone is envious of someone else. And especially in Kali Yuga, Kali means quarreling, age of, let's say, quarreling, cheating, hypocrisy. That the age of Kali. Two persons quarrel, engage in quarreling, two groups, two communities, two states, two countries. Yes. Why? Because in Kali Yuga, the dhamma, pride is the measuring rod. Everybody thinks, I am great! I am great! If somebody becomes great, I am greater than them. Quarreling begins. You understand? Because dhamma, pride is the measuring rod in Kali Yuga. You understand? It's natural. It's going on. So, Prabhupada Maharaj said, here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from bondage, birth and death. Yes, it's natural. Who is a gross materialist, who is completely covered up with this darkness of ignorance, who is in bodily conception of life, it's natural. He'll be envious. He cannot tolerate others' advancement. But even in this spiritual life, religious life, we find sometimes that one devotee has advanced spiritual activity, other devotees are envious of him. Yes. Yes. Why it is found in this society of Vaishnavas, devotees? This teaching is given to us constantly. We have been taught like that, and this is the teaching of Shastra, Vaishnavas, Acharyas. We are not body, we are spirit soul. Huh? So why will envy? Oh, is Australian. Oh, is American. Is French national, is Indian, is black, is white. Huh? It's natural in material world. Why in the Vaishnava community? That should not be. Again, we have come to this society, joined in the community. We have accepted Guru. We are taking trainings from Guru. Gurudev says, we are all in constitutional position of jiva, is eternal servant of Krishna. We are all servants of Krishna. We are not this and that. That should not be any material designation. Free from material designation, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatana nirmalam rusikena rusikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. This definition of bhakti given by Rupa Goswami. Bhakta, devotee, Vaishnava should be free from all bodily designations. No bodily designation, because he is spirit soul. He is eternal servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartru Pada Kamala Dasa Dasan Dasaham. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the husband of gopis. So, every jiva is like that. Can understand this thing and put yourself in that platform, there is the question of envy. Free from all designations, sarvapadhi vinuktam, tatparatana nirmalam, rusikena rusikesa sevanam. A bhaktar devotee Vaishnava duty is day and night 24 hours to be engaged in the service of Hrishikesh, the Supreme Lord Krishna, through all his bodily limbs or senses. That is bhakti. So he is not material platform, he is not in bodily platform. You understand? Prabhupada Maharaj says, still coming to this society, community, we find that if some devotee makes spiritual advancement, others becomes envious of him. Oh, he's raising his head, a hit on his head. Why this head is up now? Being strict, hey, 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 hitting the head. Because this head is now erected. Why such enviousness? He says, this envious, such envious devotee is not completely free from bondage of birth and death. Yes. If you find such enviousness, then you should understand that he is not free from bondage of birth and death. Not completely free from bondage of death. Yes. He is in material platform. He is in material platform, he is not in spiritual platform. That's a fact. As long as one is not completely free from cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatana Dham or eternal pastimes of the Lord. How can he? As long as he is in clutches of material nature, as long as he is under material designations, how can he enter into Sanatana Dham or eternal pastimes of the Lord? One becomes envious because of being influenced by designation of the body. If there is no question of designation of body, one is free from designation of body, there is no question of enviousness. But liberated devotees have nothing to do with the body. Therefore, it is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. It is a Vaishnava, one who is a Vaishnava, sadhu, bhakta, really bhakta, he is never envious of anyone, because he says, I am a devotee of Krishna, he is a devotee of Krishna. Jiva's swarup, the constitutional position, real swarup of jiva, is his eternal servant of Krishna. He is Krishna's. Jiva means Krishna's. Krishna, who is my object of love, is his jiva. Krishna is my object of love, so it is his, that he should love him. Where is the question of enviousness or enmity? Where it is? Jagannath Mishra, where it is? No question at all. Therefore we say, if you can love Krishna, if you can develop love for Krishna, then you love one and all. You cannot love one and all, because you have not developed love for Krishna. That is the whole thing. You understand? So in this material world we find this enviousness, envy, raga, dvesh, liking and disliking. Liking and hatred. Huh? One who is related to this body, he is my own man. Kith and kin. Bodily relation. Who is not related to body, oh, is other. So this raga, dvesh is there. Liking and disliking and liking and hatred. And it's quite natural here in this platform, material platform. It is not there in spiritual platform, because nobody in bodily designation. All are the servants of Krishna. Krishna is the object of my love. He is his seva. So he is to be liked or one should love him. So sadhus, one is real sadhu, Vaishnava, he loves one and all, because he loves Krishna. And he sees one relationship of Krishna, no other relationship. But daily relationship means other relationship, comes to material relationship. So, hatred is, enviousness comes. But one is real sadhu and Vaishnava, let's put Krishna in the platform of love, and sees everything is body in the relationship with Krishna, but the question of enviousness. It's only love will be there. Otherwise, there is no love at all. No love. So it is said, a devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. A sadhu has no enemy at all. Ajata-satrava. Ajata-satrava. One of the symptoms of sadhu is ajata-satrava. He has no enemy. He never sees anybody as enemy. He sees everybody as a servant of Krishna. He sees everybody related to Krishna. He sees only the relationship of Krishna, who has put Krishna in the object of platform love. Krishna is the object of love. But the question of enmity, no question at all. Therefore, ajata-satrava, a real sadhu has no enemy. Still, such envious persons are there, materialistic persons are there, persons, those who are covered up with the dense dark ignorance, they are there, they develop enmity towards a sadhu also, isn't it? They criticize a sadhu, they cannot understand a sadhu. Vaishnava kriya mudra vijnana bujhoy. However, learned, pandit, intelligent, one may be in this material world, cannot understand the activities of a sadhu, Vaishnava, what he is doing. He cannot understand. So he may criticize. And see sadhu as his enemy, he may see. But sadhu never develops enmity towards him. Rather, develops love and affection. He showers his mercy on him. Sadhu knows, oh, he is covered up in dense dark ignorance. Dense darkness, ignorance. He has no knowledge at all. He doesn't know what he is doing. As for example, when the Pasandis, the people of Kaji, Mahamadan ruler, mercilessly persecuted Haridas Thakur. They dragged him in 22 bazaars. So severe losses they put on his body. His flesh came out, his bone came out, mercilessly. Persecuting. But Haridas Thakur never became angry on them. He tolerated everything. Paroriva Saishuna, Sadhu is such. He tolerates him, he is as tolerant as tree. And all the chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. All the chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He says, Khanda khanda hai jadi pindu jaya prana, tathapi chundu na chari vi hari nama. He said, Kaji said, oh, you are a Mahamadan, why are you uttering name? The Hindu god, uttering name of Hindu god, Therefore persecution was there. But Hindu, Supreme Lord, is one without second Lord for Hindu and Muslim, everybody. He has no knowledge, so he says like that, and person is of no knowledge. Therefore say, khanda khanda hijadi, pindu jaya pran, tathapi chundu na chari vi hari na. Let my life gets out from my body. Still I can't give up this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So he tolerated. And Krishna protects, Krishna rakshati. Krishna protects, Krishna is the protector. Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. Sadhu knows this thing very well, and he has complete faith in it. Krishna mina rakhyakartar kyona, Krishna is rakhyabar, palakamar, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, nobody else. He knows it, Haridas Thakur. Therefore, he tolerated, and he, Krishna protected. Anybody would have died, but he didn't die. Rather, such persons are persecuting him. Still, he never developed any enviousness, angry on them. He tolerated him. Rather, he offered prayers to Supreme Lord, like Jesus Christ. He was crucified by Pasandis. So he tolerated and offered prayer to the Supreme Lord. O Lord, these persons are, you see, covered up with dense darkness, ignorance. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know it. They have no knowledge at all. They have no knowledge at all. E Jagadishwar, E Gopijana Vallabha. Haridas Thakur says, oh, Jagadishwara Gopijana Vallabha. Understand my language? Mr. Terry? Jagadishwara Gopijana Vallabha. O Lord of the universe, O husband of gopis. This word you understand, this specific word, no need of translation. Understand me? Jagadishwara Gopijana Vallabha. O Jagadishwara Gopijana Vallabha, these ignorant fools, they have no knowledge. They cannot understand you. They cannot see the relationship, isn't it? How everybody, every person is related to you. Everybody is, every person is your eternal servant. This person, these ignorant fools, cannot understand it. So, because they have no knowledge, therefore, they are persecuting your servant. Understand? Persecuting your servant. Please, but excuse them. Excuse them. He begged for excuse. Then said, and inculcates bhakti ras into their heart. He prayed for them. If you shower your mercy on them, dispel their then darkness with ignorance and inculcate bhakti ras in their heart, they can understand. So, at that time they will never persecute other jiva. They never develop any enviousness also. So this is what this who says, Haridas Thakur's prayer. So where is the question of enmity of a sadhu? Sadhu has asito, sadhu has no enemy at all. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj, a devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. He is no enemy. He is not envious. Rather, he prays to the Lord to be merciful on that person, because he is bereft of knowledge. He is bereft of knowledge. If you have knowledge, You not acted like that. Because the devotee knows that Lord is his supreme protector, he thinks, what harm can this so-called enemy do? He's confident. Are you confident? Mr. Terry? Be always, why sometimes? Constantly. Yes, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Gaptruti varantatha, rakhishtiti viswasa, gaptruti varantatha. He must protect me, he must maintain me, because I am engaged in his loving service. Yes. Lord says, Jejatha mam prapadyante stangsa dhiva bhadamyam, according to proportion of one's surrender, and to me I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from enemy, especially of other devotees. Why? When we are suffer the devotees. Coming to this path of devotional service, joining in this community or society, why will develop enmity? Why will develop enviousness to other devotees? That means you are not free from your bodily designation, not free from the bondage of birth and death. You are still on the material platform. Yes. Bodily platform. To envy other devotees is a great offense, Vaishnava Parad. Great offense, Vaishnava Parad. A devotee who constantly engaged in hearing and chanting Sravanam Kirtanam is suddenly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So this question of Vaishnava Parad, one who becomes envious of a Vaishnava devotee, sadhu, is a great offender. Great offender. He doesn't know who is Vaishnava. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these are the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am going to quote. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is known as Seventh Goswami, his words are very weighty, valuable, most important. He has written one song.
Abhi mui vaisnavati nivahari hari vaisnavacharana kalyane rakhani mati voru daye dhari vaisnavacharana kalyane rakhani mati voru daye dhari Kavi mui vaisnavati niva hari hari Kavi mui vaisnavati niva hari hari Vaisnava thakuro aprakuto soda nidoso ananda moyo Vaisnava thakuro prakruta soda nirvana maya krishna nami prito jore udasino jibeti doya drohoyo krishna nami prito jore udasino jibeti doya drohoyo abhimano hino bhajani pravino visaiti onasokto abhimano hino bhajani pravino visaiti onasokto antori bahire niskapato soda nitya lila anurokto antori bahire niskapato soda nitya lila anurokto kanishtha madhyam uttam prabhedi vaisnava trividha gani kanishtha madhyam uttam prabhedi Onishthe adoro madhyame pranati utame susrusasuni Onishthe adoro adoro madhyame pranati utame susrusa suni e jano vaisnava chiniya loiya adoro kori bejo be je jano vaisnava Vaisnaviro krupa jahe sarva siddhi avasya paibe tobe Vaisnaviro krupa jahe sarva siddhi avasya paibe tobe Vaisnava charitro sarvada pavitro jehi ninde hinsa kori Vaisnava charitra sarvada pavitra jehi ninde hinsa kori bhakti vinodo na sambhase tari thake sada mauna dhari bhakti vinodo na sambhase tari thake sada mauna dhari কবে মুই বৈষ্ণব চিনিব হরি হরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণের খনি মাতিব হুদে ধরি বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর প্রাকৃত সদা নির্দোষ আনন্দময় কৃষ্ণ নামে প্রীত জড়ে উদাসীন জীবেতে দয়ার্দ্র হয় হয়ে না ইউ এবল টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব হয়ে না ইউ এবল টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব নট ইজি টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড As for example, Jada Bharat, who was moving like a deaf dumb, isn't it? Deaf dumb. Naked, moving naked sometimes, deaf dumb, like an animal, but great. Great devotee, Mahabharata. So who can recognize? Raja Rohan engaged him in carrying his palanquin, very strong and stout. All right, there are men. Cut up him. Hey, chalo. All right, he went. Carry it. But a great Mahabharata. Isn't it? Who can recognize a Vaishnava? It is not that you'll save your head, put on tilak, kanti mala, Hare Krishna, japa mala. It's outward besa, but your attitude. No humble attitude. Not seeing everybody, everything related to Krishna, not always engaged in loving service of Krishna, Sravanam Kirtanam, not constantly thinking of Krishna, not developing any enviousness to anybody. Vaishnava sadhu. Putting on this garb, vesha, poshak of a Vaishnava, but your heart is filled with all enviousness, then how can you be a Vaishnava? Jagannath Mishra, how can you be a Vaishnava? তো কবে মুই বৈষ্ণব চিনবি হরি হরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণের খনি মাতিব হৃদয়ে ধরি হয়ে না আসবি এবল টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব দি লোটাস ফিট এ বৈষ্ণব ইজ রিজার্ভার অফ অল মার্সিফুলনেস অল অসপিসিয়াসনেস বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর প্রাকৃত সদা নির্দোষ আনন্দময় কৃষ্ণ নামে প্রীত জড়ে উদাসীন জীবেতে দয়াদ্র হয় This Vaishnava Thakur is always in transcendental platform, is not in material platform. He is always transcendentally blissful, peaceful, completely detached from material objects. Do you understand? Material world. He always attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. He chants the holy name of Krishna and gets so much delight. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chanting he gets delight. Yes. Jivete dayardra hoy, his heart bleeds seeing the suffering of the jivas. Such heart is sadhu, Vaishnava's heart. Abhimano hinam brajani, bhajani prabhino visaya dhanasakta, completely detached. Material world, the attached to lotus feet of Krishna, always engaged in his bhajan. Antare bahire niskapada sada. Internally and externally is free from duplicity. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. You understand? Simplicity is Vaishnavism. In the outward, very sweet words speaking. Speaking very sweet words from the lips. Heart is filled with all nasty things. Enviousness. Enviousness. Heart is filled with all enviousness. But in the lips, outward dealings, very sweet, very nice. But internally, crookedness is there. Crookedness is there in the heart. Well, there is not Vaishnava. Antare bahire niskapata sada, nitya lila anurakta. Both internal and externally is niskapata, is free from duplicity. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. He is always engaged in nitya lila, eternal pastimes of the Lord. You understand? Kanishtha madhyama uttama prabhede Vaishnava trivida gani. Kanishtha adara madhyame pranati uttame susasasane. Three categories of Vaishnavas are there. Kanishtha, Madhyama, Uttama. And one should understand what type of Vaishnava he is. Is Kanishtha Vaishnava or Madhyama Vaishnava or Uttam Vaishnava? Symptoms are there. According to symptom, one can say, is Kanishtha Vaishnava? Is Madhyama or is Uttama? So accordingly, you will deal with them, behave with them. Kanishtha Adara, Madhyama Pranati, Uttama Susudha. One is Kanishtha, be sympathetic, be merciful. Don't hate him. Do you understand? Be sympathetic, be merciful, be sympathetic towards him. And the Madhyama, keep friendship with him and pay obeisances to him. With Uttama, he is to be served. Do you understand? He is to be served, render service unto him. Jejana Vaishnava Chinyanaya Adar Karibo Jabe Vaishnava Krupa Tahe Sarva Siddhi Avasya Paivetabe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, recognizing a Vaishnava, Kanishtha Vaishnava, Madhyama Vaishnava, Uttam Vaishnava, if you accordingly deal with him, then you'll get his kripa, his mercy. As a result, you'll attain all sorts of perfection. Vaishnava Krupa Tahe Sarva Siddhi. If you get the mercy of Vaishnava, you'll attain all sorts of perfection, definitely. Vaishnava charita sarvada pavitra jininne hinsa kari bhakati vinada na sambhase tare thake sada mauna dhari. Vaishnava charita, the characteristic of Vaishnava is always spotless character. You understand? Pavitra, what you say? Pure, always pure, spotless and pure charitra character. But someone becomes envious towards him, criticizes him, finds fault with him. Do you understand? Becoming envious of him, criticizes, Bhakti Vinod Thakur never looks at his face, never talks with him. Bhakti Vinod na sambhase, never talks with him, never looks at his face. If you talk with him, look at his face, he'll commit aparadha also. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words, very important, valuable, weighty words. In Sajjana Toshani, I'll quote Sajjana Toshani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he has said, and also quote this Ramanujacharya. Who are offenders? How many types of offenders are there? Understand? Those who cannot understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. Nama rupa vigraha tino chidanandamoy. The name of the Lord, vigraha deity form of the Lord, installed by Vaishnava. And Lord himself, his own nama rupa vigraha. Three are transcendental, not material. One who doesn't know this thing, he is an offender. He definitely commits offense. If he comes to The temple will say, oh, these are idol worshippers. They are worshipping idols. Yes. Thereby commits offenses. This is not Prasiman Hantame Sakhyat Brajendra Nandana. You are not idol. You are directly son of Nanda Maharaj. Isn't it? Huh? There is no difference between the name of the Lord, name of Krishna, deity Parma Krishna, deity installed by Vaishnava, and worshipped in the temple, and Krishna himself. No difference. But a gross materialist is completely covered up with the dense dharma ignorance. He cannot recognize this thing. He said that they are idol worshippers. They can understand the holy names, the naams, the dham of the Vrindavan dham, Mathura dham, Jagannath Puri dham, Mayapur dham, though they are dham, they are in the material world, they are not affected by it, by material nature. Sri Vigraha, deity, Vaishnav, Tulasi, though plant, is not mere plant. Tulsi, Krishna Priyasi, very dear. A dog may come and pass urine on it. And the grass may say, oh, you worship a plant on which a dog passes urine? They say so. Great offenders. And Baba Tulsi. Tulsi Krishna Priyasi is not mere plant. This Vrindadevi was appeared here in this form. These people cannot understand, the great offenders. Materialistic person, they want to see everything with their materialistic vision. How can you see this thing? And Ganga is not mere river, is water of Ganges is not material water. It never becomes polluted. No germ is born there. If you keep Ganges water months, years together in your house, but on general water, any water you keep, germs will be produced there. Ganges water is not produced. How do you think is material water? Now scientists are thinking, oh, the water of Ganges has become polluted now. It will never become polluted. How it has become polluted? People throw dead bodies into Ganges. Yes, they throw dead bodies into Ganges. In the Himalayan area, I have seen it. They throw this, especially this Brahmabhadis. Understand? Monist, Brahmabhadis. Many are there. Mahabhadis, impersonalis. When yogi leaves his body, they throw his body into Ganges. So, they put dead bodies into Ganges. So, still, Ganges never becomes polluted. Because transcendental water, it has emanated from the toe of Lord Hari. It's not material. Water is a material element, isn't it? But that Ganges water is not material element. It's transcendental. It's emanated from the toes of Lord Hari. Never becomes. But the scientists, materialists say, oh, many factories are there on the bank of Ganges, they refuse, nasty things are entering into water of Ganges, now it has become polluted. How to purify it? You rascal. Never purified, it never becomes polluted. How can you purify Ganges water? Because they are offenders. They are materialists. They cannot understand this thing. They have four defects, Brahma Pramada Viprayasa, Karana Patava. Understand me? Understand? Conditioned soul has four defects. What are they?
Jealousy, cheat, imperfect senses.
Then?
Always illusions.
Yes. Commit errors. Cheating propensity is there. Four defects. Those who are, these four defects, they cannot understand this thing. They want to measure everything with their measuring rod. How can you measure? Those who are transcendental things. Pratiman huntume sakhyat brajendra nandana. You are not mere idol, you are directly son of Nanda Maharaj. Huh? Proof is there, evidence is there. How? That deity came to give evidence. Sakhi Gopal is there. Huh? From Vrindavan came to South India then. Now Sakhi Gopal is here, near Puri, Satyavadi. Huh? So his deity, idol, his idol. He stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri. Huh? His idol. No. A gross materialist cannot understand this thing. A vendor cannot understand. Pasandi. Is Pasandi in Naraki, must go to hell. Suffer life after life in the hell. In the hell. And this is going on. So, Vyasadeva has given a list of this materialist. Vishadhyakikas. Arche Vishnur Sladhir Gurusu Naramati. Vaishnava Jatir Buddhi Vishnura Vaishnavanam Kalimala Mathane. Padatirthya Mubuddhi. Sri Vishnu Namni Mantri Sakala Kalusahe. Sabda Samanya Buddhi. Vishnu Sarveshare Se Taditara Samadhir Jasya Vanaraki Saha. Padma Purana. Then quoting Skanda Purana says, Nindankur Banti Je Mudha. Vaishnavanam Mahatmanam. Patanti Pitrubhisardham Maharaurava Sangite Hanti Nindanti Vaidvasti Vaishnava Navinandati Krudhyate Jatina Harsam Darsane Patanani Sat. Number one who says Vigraha an idol, you understand, is made up of some stone or metal, is number one, what do you say, offender. Number two, one who thinks Guru as a mortal being. Number three, one who wants to know what caste the Vaishnava belongs. Oh, this Vaishnava belongs to France, French citizen. This Vaishnava belongs to Australia, Australian citizen. This belongs to British citizen. This belongs to Indian citizen, like this. Huh? Is number three. Number four, Vishnu Vaishnava Padaduke Jala Buddhi. Huh? What do you say? Padaduk? Sanamruta? Huh? Food bathing water of Vishnu? Food bathing water of Vaishnava? Who thinks it is mere water? Is number four. Number five, Vishnu Mantra, do you understand? Vishnu Mantra, Mahamantra, a mere words. Understand? This is number five. Number six, who thinks Lord Vishnu or Krishna is as good as a demigod like Brahma or Shiva, they are all equal. This is number six. Again, this is Padma Purana says, Skanda Purana says, six types. Those who try to kill a Vaishnava is number one. Number two, those who become envious of Vaishnava, criticize a Vaishnava, fix ill of a Vaishnava, is number two, offender. Number three, one who becomes intolerable, seeing the advancement of Vaishnava. Do you understand? That number three. Number four, seeing a Vaishnava never pays obeisances. Understand? Number five, one becomes angry on a Vaishnava. Number six, seeing a Vaishnava never feels jolly, rather, what do you say? Become morose. Or like this, what is that? Become disgusted, or face becomes, what is? What is English? Why didn't you say? I don't know. Face turns up, yes, is number six. These six types, they are offenders. Skanda Purana says, you follow? So, how can we free from such offenses? How? Huh? This, all these offenses, except this Vaishnava Parath. You understand? Understand me? All these offenses, except Vaishnava Parath, can be rectified by the only if someone gets the mercy of a sadhu. A sadhu kripa can be rectified. But the Vaishnava Parath cannot be counteracted. Do you understand? Unless you get the mercy of that particular Vaishnava to whose lotus feet are committed of wrath. No one can save you from that. Aparadha. Because in this material world, who is our friend? Who is our friend? Hello? Yeah. Because in the material world, nasty platform, you see, in the words of Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj, not at all a fit place for any gentleman to live. Such nasty platform, eh? Not at all a fit place for any gentleman to live here, Very nasty platform. If you step there, danger, all enviousness is there, enmity is there, All nasty dealings are there, No real love and affection is here. Any love and affection, it is all conditional and based on giving and taking, give and take dealings. Some little discrepancy on this giving and taking breaks, isn't it? Such nasty platform. So, who is friend here? Bandhuhi na jagat. A platform of without friend. Platform of without friend. Do you understand? Bandhuhi na jagat. And such jagat, such material world, that Vaishnava sadhu is only our friend. Nobody is our friend. Understand me? Sadhu, Vaishnava is our friend. Nobody is friend. So if, who is our real friend, well-wisher, if we will pierce his body with our sharp arrows, what will take place, you see, understand? Understand me? If we pierce his body with sharp arrows, the criticism means sharp arrows, finding fault with sadhu or Vaishnava with sharp arrows, Bhakyavan, Understand my language? Then, who can protect us in this such nasty platform material world? Who is our real friend? Therefore, all Vaishnava Shastras, the very top voice has cautioned us, don't commit any Vaishnava Parada. Do you understand? Ramanuja Acharya, Acharya of Sri Sampradaya, has given some instruction to Mathavasi Sishya, the Sishya's disciples staying in Matha, in temple. What he says? Vaishnavancha janmani nidralasyani jani cha drushtva tanya prakasyani janebhyo no vadet kochit. Tezaan dosan vyahayasu gunan saiva prakirtayet Vishnu padatakam caiva bhakta padatakam tuva prakrutesu capasyasya na pivyattaya muttamam tatra trayasya jnanena sri rahasya trayasya cha rahita syangrijam toyam grahayan na kadachana. That means, if you see the birth of a Vaishnava or sleeping of a Vaishnava, oh, he is lazy. He sleeps more than 6 hours. Isn't it? He sleeps more than 6 hours. He is lazy. Ramanuja Acharya says, if you see this thing, still don't speak about it. You cannot understand it. Understand? You cannot understand it. Once There is a story. They say, who is that? Raghunath Das Goswami? Huh? Who prepared sweet rice and meditation? Do you understand me? Huh? Raghunath Das Goswami? I think Raghunath Das Goswami. Huh? Or Rupa Goswami? Or who? Somehow, Raghunath Das Goswami, I think. Prepared sweet rice and meditation. Huh? He thought up, I will offer sweet rice, very nice sweet rice today to Krishna. Huh? So, his deity. Huh? He offered in meditation, everything. Give all in meditation. Because they are residing in jungle, no money. Huh? Where to purchase nice rice or this thing? So meditation, it does everything. Prepare nice, sweet rice. Then tested, oh, sweet rice will offer, it should be cold, not hot. Not hot. Put his finger, then finger burns. Huh? Meditation puts a finger burns. Huh? Such thing. Huh? Oh, yes. Then you offer. Nice sweet rice to offer Krishna the prasad, and then he himself ate it. You understand? It's all everything in meditation. Huh? So too much, he ate too much sweet rice. Huh? Too much sweet rice means not good for health. So it became very heavy, he became sick, You understand? So he couldn't get up, sleeping. Get up early in the morning, you are sleeping, because he has become sick. The doors of his cottage not opened now, though sun has already arisen. It is, say, 9 or 10 a.m. Other Vaishnava sadhu staying. Why? The Swamiji's door is not open. What has happened to him? Huh? So some went there, so Swamiji is sleeping. Cannot get, he's not getting up. Huh? So he called for the doctor, Chikishak. Kabiraj came, who felt the, what do you say, pulse. Oh, he has eaten too much sweet rice. Therefore he's sick. Understand? So who can understand this thing? Huh? Or is a lazy Vaishnava? His Vaishnava, the sadhu, is very lazy, he sleeps so much. Huh? Not gotten up yet, now it is morning. Huh? Must get up before sunrise, but still not gotten up, is lazy like this. Ramanujacharya says, if you see this thing of a Vaishnava, don't say it, no. Then you will commit aparad. Don't see anything ill of a Vaishnava, rather see all good, don't see. If you, because there is nothing ill with a Vaishnava, but you are a conditioned soul, you see all nasty things. Do you understand? You see all nasty things. Makhika swabhava, the nature of a fly. Huh? Isn't it? Nature of a fly. The honey bee sucks honey. Never sits on stool, urine, mucus. Huh? But flies sits on it. Isn't it? Always in search of where is this, stool is there, mucus is there, blood is there, nasty things are there. So your nature is like that, Mr. Terry, isn't it? You see all nasty things, not good things, all evils. Huh? This Ramanujacharya said, don't see any ill of a Vaishnava. See all good and glorify it. Glorify it. Glorify it. Vishnu Padadaka and Vaishnava Padadaka. What do you say? foot bathing water of Vishnu or Vaishnava, we are accepting, but don't accept in the presence of a materialistic person. No. You understand? If you do, that person will criticize. Oh, they are eating the foot washing water and they are offering to me. Hey, I don't want. Thereby you will commit aparadha. Therefore says, you take it, go to some place where nobody can see it, you take it. Otherwise, a materialistic person there, don't eat. Vaishnavas are there, they're all are Vaishnavas, they know, they all take it. That's all right. Materialistic person, don't take it. Take it, go to some place where such materialistic person is not there, nobody is there. Thus, you have it. This is what. Then, whose foot washing water will be taken? Vaishnava means one who knows three tattvas. Vaishnava knows three tattvas. Chit, achit, Ishwara. Ishwara tattva, understand my language? Mr. Terry. Ishwara means Lord. Understand, Ishwara. This word, famous word. Don't you know Ishwara? Ishwara, Parameshwara. Three tattvas. Chit, achit, Ishwara. Ishwara tattva, Chit tattva, spirit and matter. Three tattvas. One who doesn't know, this foot washing water should not be taken. Should not be taken. Do you follow me? He has become Vaishnava, but he doesn't know these three tattvas. His foot washing water should not be taken. Though he is a Vaishnava, he has accepted Guru. Yes. Sanskar, purificatory ceremony has been done, but it doesn't know three tattvas. So his foot washing water should not be taken, he said. Ramanujacharya said. Understand me? Then Ramanujacharya says, Sri Vaishnavair Mahabhagi Sangalapam Karayat Sada Tadiyo Dusakadana Napasyat Purushadvam Naibabalupait krura napachara paran guru Daika nishtha purusei sangatin karayat sada Upayantara nishthaṁ sca purusan paribarjayet. That means, those who are maha, what do you say? Great devotees, Mahabhagavata, Mahabhagavishnava. You should be association of the association of such Vaishnavas, you should talk to them. Those were offenders, blasphemous such Vaishnavas, don't look at them. Don't go to them. Don't look at their face. If you go to them, look at their face, you'll commit aparadha. Yes. And one offends your guru, criticizes your guru, don't look at, don't go to them, don't look at, don't talk to them. Understand? Yes. Those who have developed ekanishtha knowledge, devotion unto Guru and Vaishnava, always have association of such persons. Then he says, Pudanam Vishnu Bhaktanam Purusarthastinetara Tesu Tadvesada Kinchit Nasti Nasanamatmana. If somebody is fortunate, he offers worship to Vishnu Bhaktas, Vaishnavas, he gets all Purusarthas, even Supreme Purusartha. Aradhananam Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmāparataram Devi Tadhyānaṁ Samārcham. Isn't it? Lord Shiva says, Vishnu Aradhana, worship of Lord Vishnu is best worship. But better than that, superior to that is Vaishnava Aradhana. Do you understand? Worship of the devotees of Vishnu, Vaishnava Aradhana. Do you understand me? Mahaprabhu also says, Vaishnava Sevana Krishna Pujana. Isn't it? Vaishnava Sevana Krishna Pujana. Nirantara Kara Krishna Nam Sankirtana. He gave that instruction to the villagers of Kulia, then Jagannath Puri. You serve the Vaishnavas, offer worship to Vaishnavas, thereby Krishna will be worshipped. And always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, one who is engaged in the puja, the worship of Vaishnava, he achieves all Parama Purusartha, Paramartha Supreme Purusartha. But one who criticizes Vaishnava, commits Vaishnava Parat, becomes envious of Vaishnava, he becomes a great offender. He cannot have Paramartha at all, rather he will be killer of his own soul, Atmaghati. Understand? Again, he said, Srimad Bhagavata Archanam Bhagavata Puja Vidhiruttamam Vishnu Ravamananad Gurutaram Sri Vaishnava Ullanganam Tirthad Achyuta Padajat Gurutaram Tirtham Tadyangrijam Tasman Nityavatam Trito Bhavasatam Tesam Samaradhani. The same thing he says, Vaishnava Aradhana is superior to Vishnu Aradhana. Understand? Understand? What is that?
Worship of Vaishnava is superior to...
Worship of Vishnu, yes, very good. All right. Mr. Terry understands now, very good. Yes, he understands now. That's right. Again, Vishnu Upaman, do you understand? One may blaspheme Lord Vishnu, understand me? But it will not be so serious if you blaspheme a Vaishnava. Blaspheming Vaishnava is more serious than blaspheming Vishnu. Understand me? That he says. Vaishnava Padadala. Understand? Vaishnava Padadala is, what do you say, better, superior to Vishnu Padadala. Understand me? What do you say? Foot bathing water of a Vaishnava is more superior, better, much better than the foot bathing water of the deity. That he says. You should understand this thing. Na prakrutatva miha bhakta janasya pasyet. Rupa Goswami says this thing. Don't look at the Vaishnavas as the materials, persons are on the material platform, prakruta. As nobody should see the bubbles or foam and the water of Ganges. It looks like that. Ganges water looks muddy. Bubbles are there, foam are there. But it's most purified water, transcendental water. So one should not see, as one should not see bubbles or foam or some dot in the water of Ganges. Similarly, because that is transcendental water, not material elements. Similarly, Vaishnava is in the transcendental platform, not in material platform. So don't see any, ill, fault. Understand? This says Ramanujacharya. Chaitanya Bhagavata Madhya Lila, you will find also. Sukruti ho ekheyo sa inda suni me janma janma adhapato videi koyo janma janma adhapato. Oh, yeah, it is so beautiful. मात्रो एको जन्मे मारे बाटो यारे स्वामी मात्रो
एको जन्मे
मारे जन्मे जन्मे क्षणे क्षणे निंदो के संघोरे जन्मे जन्मे क्षणे क्षणे निंदो के संघोरे अतएव निंदक स नासी बाटो यारो एव निंदक स बाटो यारो कैदेओ अनंत दुराचारो बाटो यारो कैदेओ अनंत दुराचारो चारी वेद पढ़ियाओ यदि निंदा करे चारी जन्म जन्म कुंभी पागे डूबिया से मोरे जन्म जन्म कुंभी पागे डूबिया से मोरे चैतन्य भाव तो वृंदावन दास ठाकुर से साधु निंदा सुनिले सुकृति हो क्षय जन्म जन्म अधपात वेदे कय बाटो यारे सबे मात्र एक जन्मे मारे जन्मे जन्मे क्षण क्षण निंद के संहारे ओदे निंदक सन्यासी बाटो यार बाटो यार होते अनंत दुराचार चारी वेद पड़िया जदि निंदा करे जन्म जन्म कुंभी पाके डुबिया से मरे वन ब्लास्फेमी साधु इज ए ग्रेट ऑफेंडर दैट्स ए फैक्ट But if you hear sadhu ninda, understand me? If you hear sadhu ninda, you will become also offender. So don't hear it. If the sadhu ninda is going on some place, leave that place immediately. Don't stay there. Why stay and why you hear? You'll become offender. Understand? Better leave that place. Understand me? You cannot do the other two things. You cannot cut off the tongue of the person who blasphemes the sadhu. You have no such strength. And you cannot kill yourself. Better leave the place. Understand me? Janma janma dhapar. But if you cannot do, staying in that place and hearing the blasphemy of sadhu and Vaishnava, you become offender. Janma janma life after life, you'll suffer in the hell, Veda says. बाटो यारे सभी मात्र एक जन्मे मारे जन्मे जन्मे खेड़ खेड़ निंदु की संघारे बाटो या मीन्स हाईवे रबर वन डज हाईवे रबरी यू अंडरस्टैंड मी हाईवे नेशनल हाईवे विफल हाईवे रबरी वन डज हाईवे रबरी दैट्स बाटो या इफ इज कट ऑफ ही मे बी हैंग्ड और ही मे बी किल्ड इन वन लाइफ डू यू फॉलो मी Understand my language? No? Are one who is a highway robber? Yes, highway robber, who commits highway robbery. Highway robber, if he is cut off, then he may be hanged, or he may be killed in one life. But such offenders, they are killed life after life, not one life. Every moment they are killed. Yes. Atayav nindaka sannyasi bato yar hoite ununto durachar. Such offenders, those who commit Vaishnava aparad, such offenders are more, what do you say, ferocious, dangerous than the highway robbers. Understand me? Understand. Mr. Terry, understand. चारि वेद पढ़िया जदि निंदा करे जन्मे जन्मे कुंभी पाके डुबिया से मरे सम ही हैज स्टडीड फॉर वेदस acquired Vedic knowledge, still he commits this offense of Vaishnava Ninda, Sadhu Ninda. Understand me, blasphemy, Sadhu. So, definitely he go to hell named Kumbhipaka. Life after life, he will suffer there. Understand? This is Ramanujacharya's instruction. And this is going on nowadays in this material world, and the consequence is horrible consequence. Yes, horrible consequence. Yes. And who can save us from this horrible situation? Who? Gurudev. Only Gurudev can save us from so horrible situation. Otherwise, nobody can save us. So we know this, we hear this thing, and we see also this thing. Still, why such good intelligence is not coming to us? Why? And why you are not free from this disease? Here, this verse says, free from disease of envy. Understand these verses? O King Parikheti Prabhupada, who orally receives the narrations concerning the characters of Lord Ramchandra pastime, ultimately freed from disease of envy. This is a disease. Yes. This is a disease. Yes. So, here Prabhupada also says,